from ancient land, sacred whale. The poor who have no skin boats travel east on foot in bands where the caribou take them. Children in their mother's parkas, dogs with the tent skins, poles and side packs. Behind the cliffs they climb the hilltops, flint and fossil coral grinding their boot soles, walking northeast for the valleys where the game feeds, setting traps for wolf, fox, marmot, lynx and wolverine. Over the hill they hear loons on the river, watch peregrines hunt from the bluffs of Kookpuk. Below, through mosquitoes, the tundra stretches, brown and purple. Ravens quarrelling with foxes over caribou the wolves have taken. The half-sunk antlers, ribcage arched in hunger, wind rushing through them. The men stalk, singing taxiun, lure songs. Cain, approach. Cain, Cain. Heard the caribou through lakes and rivers where they chase them in kayaks. Line migration tracks with cairns and drive them into gullies. Eating and drying out the meat all night at sunlit hill camps, they skirt the routes their enemies have taken and the graves of murdered children whose teeth they hear grinding. Then there is the outcast, poor boy, who was thrown away and lived with the dogs in ruined igloos, and who travels alone to return as a shaman. The outcast walks hungry. The wind cuts his parka. His boots rot in the marshes. The dream from his mind extends to where the sky meets tundra, waking vision, never sleeping while the daylight fills his body. Sky pours through the sutures and the eye holes, thorax hollows, and he sees his skeleton ablaze and freezing, numbering the bones, knows them, calling each by name until it sings its answer, identifies the life souls clustered at the joints and organs, tastes self-meat, comprehending it has died, continues living. Same, no different, from companion species, and he lies down with the ptarmigan and foxes, intercourse and inanition, thighs smeared with feathers, fox eats his tongue, eyes, heart and liver, bird wife escapes with his usuk and testes, dog mother history vomited on stream bed, dry with vertebrae and amulets the moon excreted. The animals take pity and undo his ligaments. The guts are dried and knotted around tundra hummocks, jerked towards the light by raven, into winter by the peregrine. Scavenging his colon, they peck and trample, leaving the skin empty and his mind in a circle. Another destitute leaves Tikihak, abandons his weapons, joins the wolves, and learns to speak their language. Runs all summer with them along rivers with the lame and pregnant, eating rodents and foxes, takes a wife among them, a young woman, who fucks and then eats him. Then the wolf Umelik calls him and approaches, butts his wolf skull on the tundra, scrapes back the wolf mask, showing his inure, the round face disc, nameless person spirit, radiant, naked, saying, "You humans who have seen us become human, animals and human who have lived with us and shared our food, who have wives among our people and who know our children, you who have come, your return to your people, and with what you have seen, invite the wolf soul to your rituals and dances. So those first times, separated from us when humans were animals and animals were people, are made whole in your story when you tell them what your dream was. Go back now, you are one of us. Because of your visits, you have made us happy. You have joined us, thank you. When you were a child and had no kin, your hunger drove you from the village. Now you are a shaman. You will tell your people how to treat us. Whenever you sing, you'll remember your wife and your kinsmen among us. And when you hunt the whale in spring, we will help you. All this because you visited our people. But don't be like those other shamans who come once and then leave us and say nothing, leave the story broken and forget to visit us. The soft, thick hood slips back and the wolf Umelik vanishes. Home in Tikirak, the young shaman sleeps all winter, mind curled in the earth wound, dreams of whale flukes breaching in the igloo. They'll catch whales next season.